cowboy.
We have Debbie joining the show from Naperville. Debbie, can I tell you something?
Yes.
Someone just scared the living, oh my gosh, I can't even say it on the radio, out of me. I'm solo in the studio, Roman's on vacation, and I look to the left, and there are two guys. We're in a big skyscraper downtown. There's two guys cleaning the windows. I legit screamed like a little girl either going to see Justin Bieber for the first time or a whole bunch of people on a roller coaster at Six Flags Great America.
I can totally see that.
Hey, don't laugh at me. I'm still shaking a little bit. I have a video. I'm going to post it up on our US 99 Instagram page. Also, our Styles and Roman. That's STYLZANDROMAN. First off, that's probably one of the craziest jobs because I'm looking down and how far it is. It's nuts. But 312-946-4995. When did someone scare the beep out of you? Debbie, what you got?
Well, it was quite some time ago, and it was my son who was 3 at the time.
Okay.
We were driving somewhere in Downers Grove, and it was actually kind of a decent day, but there was a little bit of ice still on the road.
Mm-hmm.
And I turned the corner, and I hit the smallest patch, and I was driving a Suburban at the time, and my car spun, and my 3-year-old flew out of his car seat.
Oh, no!
And I couldn't find him, and when I finally stopped and gathered myself, he was sitting on the back floor going, "That was fun, Mommy. Can we do it again?"
I love how you said you couldn't even find them. Those Chevy Suburbans, those are some massive trucks. So first off, your little guy was okay. And secondly, he loved it.
Yeah.
So now when you're driving in Chicago, when it's winter and snowy and icy, he's like, "Mommy, hit the ice patch again. Mommy, do it again."
Well, he's now 31, so no.
Well, that would be even funnier if he was 31 and still saying, "Mommy, do it again."
Oh, I'm sure he would if he had the opportunity.
Call 312-946-4995 to talk to Styles and Roman.
Hello.
US 99.
Football.
So we are just getting closer and closer. How about we break it down at about 7:15 this morning? U+3. That's right. We're back at it all day today on the 15s. Lydia and Darius, 2 days away before they're going to be here out in Tinley. But Becca, good morning.
Good morning.
Are you going to make fun of me too? Yes, there was guys cleaning the windows. It shocked me. I screamed a little bit. Yeah, the video is up. Go make fun of me. Go ahead.
I can't make fun of you because almost the same thing happened to me.
Tell me your story. What happened?
I was like 16, 17 years old, and me and all my girlfriends were sitting in my living room watching The Purge, first scary movie I've ever seen because I don't do scary movies. And my dad, he decided to go outside. We thought he was going to go hang out in the garage. He grabbed a clown mask. He walked out into our front yard. Yeah, banged on the windows and he stood there.
Your dad, first off,
screaming.
Is awesome.
I screamed so loud that, like, I literally had an accident. I had an accident on the floor.
We got to clean up in aisle 3.
Call 312-946-4995 to talk to Styles and Roman.
US 99.
What if?
So we're about 12 minutes. Yep, 12 minutes away before we have tickets for you to check out Lady Annabelle and Darius Rucker on Saturday night out in Tinley Park. But we're not just going to give you a pair of tickets. U+3 at 7:15, and we're going to do it on the 15s all day today. And also, Charles Kelly from Lady Antebellum is going to be joining the show this morning with us at about 7:25. And he pulled a prank. Oh my gosh, I can't wait to talk to him about that again at 7:25 this morning. But yep, I was screaming like a little girl. And is it bad to even say that, like a little girl? Someone was cleaning the windows outside the US 99 studio. We're some floors up from the ground, and it just surprised me. I don't know if it scared me, I'm not going to lie. Styles and Roman, our Instagram page, it's STYLZANDROMAN. You can check out the video. But what scared the beep out of you? 312-946-4995. Joining the show from Naperville, we have Emma. Tell us your story.
I was in a car wash and a bug flew in my car.
Wait, hold on. Hold on, Emma. You were in a car wash and what happened?
Uh-huh. Bugs flew in, but I was like, all right, I'm not going to worry about it, right? So then I try to kill this thing. I think it's dead, so I settle myself down. And it is not dead. So I try to kill it again. It flies at me. I have it on video. I split my bleep.
What was this bug on steroids? Why couldn't you kill it?
It was so big. It literally looked like a frog with wings. I kid you not.
So you were trying to kill it with one hand, and then you had to film it for the gram in the other.
Well, I thought it'd be funny to make like a vlog about this, because I didn't didn't think I'd actually be that scared, you know?
Did you think at any point that you were going to die?
Oh, my God, yeah. I was, like, shaking, crying.
Oh, my God,
it.
Shut up.
This was, like, literally 2 days ago, and all I wanted was a freaking car wash.
Come on now, it happens to all of us. All of a sudden, out of nowhere, something just scares the living beep out of you, right? A couple minutes ago, the guys were cleaning the windows downtown our US 99 studios, and yeah, it really shocked me. Well, let's be for real, it really scared me. Patty from Oak Park, good morning. What scared you?
My sons and my husband thought the night before Mother's Day, right?
Mm-hmm.
She'll be so surprised, it won't matter. She'll love us anyways because it's Mother's Day the next day. They decided to put a rubber snake in the bed.
So how loud did you scream when you saw the snake in your bed?
I'm pretty sure my sister in California heard it.
Happy Mother's Day!
Happy Mother's Day to me, yeah.
You know what? Your family's not the only one that pulled a prank with a snake. Charles Kelly did it with someone, and we're going to be talking to Charles this morning at 7:25.
I'm so glad it's not just me.